When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee and Company with Ted Weems and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the show with Jubilee. Wise housekeepers are saving themselves a lot of extra work over the holidays by protecting their kitchen linoleum and other floors with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat. This easy-to-use, no-rubbing polish dries in 20 minutes to a beautiful, gleaming luster that stays clean and bright. Any food spilled on the polished linoleum can be wiped off quickly without leaving a stain. Glow coat protects floors from scraping shoes that track dirt into the house. It keeps linoleum in perfect condition, sparkling like new. You'll save yourself hours of cleaning, and you'll get lots of compliments on your beautiful, shining linoleum if you protect it now with Glow Coat. Spell G-L-O hyphen C-O-A-T. Johnston Self-Polishing Glow Coat. Fibber has fallen for a correspondence course in how to become a detective and has nearly completed the lessons. And just in time, too, because a crime wave has hit Wistful Vista. Mrs. Perkins' valuable Pekingese dog has been stolen and is being held for ransom. And here at home with his man Watson studying the case, we find that postage stamp Pinkerton, Fibber, so you won't talk, McGee.
Quiet, Sil, now. I want to concentrate. You know, Sil, you know, I'm glad I had the idea to borrow this bass fiddle. There's something to the idea that music helps a detective think.
Yes, but Mr. Sherlock Holmes just said a little violin. How come you got the big bass fiddle?
No, I'm twice the detective he was, Sil. See who's at the door, Sil.
Yes, sir.
The mailman, Peter.
Large envelope for you, Mr. McGee. From the Trailer Manalum Detective School, cell 345 Shyster Building, Habeas Corpus, New Jersey.
That's probably my next to the last lesson on the principles of deduction. Lay that aside till March, Sil. I'll use it on my income tax.
Yes, Mr. McGee.
Is that all, mailman?
No, it isn't. You correspondence school students must quit banging the corner mailboxes late at night. Oh. The dean of men says there's too much rowdyism on the campus.
Who's the dean of men?
Jim Farley.
Just think, one more lesson and I graduate. A full-fledged detective. Gee, I can see myself now walking up to the post office for my diploma in my cap and gun, or cap and gown.
You're going to do anything about them folks that stole that dog, please, sir?
Yeah, Sil. I think I'll swing into this dog-napping case. Imagine holding an innocent little Pekingese for $10,000 ransom. Just wait till Operative K-9 gets on the job.
Well, that's a lot of money for a dog, please. I had me a cat once that earned me 10 cents for every mouse it caught at the grocery store.
Oh, well. How'd you get paid, Sil? Per diem?
No, sir. Pro rata.
Let's see now. Didn't this same woman, Mrs. Perkins, have that dog swiped once before?
No, sir, just sideswiped by a taxi cab, please.
I ever tell you how I trailed Wilhelm Smorgasbord, the international jewel thief, Sil? Huh? But I had to let him go?
Yes, several times.
Oh. What's the odds? I tell it different every time. Well, sir, Sil, that was way back in 1898. Or no, it was 1889 it was. Or was it? No, I think it was 1901. Well, or maybe 02. Let's see now. In 1897, I was an athlete at Princeton, playing third jerk on the tug-of-war team. Charlie McCarthy was only an acorn in 1899. Well, anyway, I trailed him to the Grand Central Station in New York, where he caught a train for Philadelphia, with me right behind him.
Yes.
I seen he noticed me, so I slipped into a disguise and pretended to be a coal miner.
Yes.
He was still suspicious, particularly after he felt my muscles. But I told him I was a soft coal miner and got away with it. Well, sir, I switched disguises 17 times during the trip, and that done it. He got away.
How, Miss McGee?
Well, every time I got into a new disguise, the conductor charged me another fare. When I went broke, they heaved me off the train at Trenton. Well, sir, I never will forget. Come in.
Are you McGee, the detective?
Why, yes, bud. Who are you?
I am the Shadow.
Bet you can't catch me.
Well, anyway, the word's getting around that I mean business, I guess. Hand me my bass fiddle, Phil. I want to think.
Well, couldn't you think just as good with the radio, please?
Oh, that reminds me, Sil. Turn on the radio.
Yes.
Thanks. I just remembered I was sitting up last night and I got some foreign station. Maybe we can catch it now.
Very sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry.
Hot dog, Japan. Maybe we better try the phonograph, Sil. Play something to celebrate my taking over the Perkins Purloin Pekingese plot.
Well, how about this one here, sir? Rocking the Town.
Played by Ted Weems and his orchestra?
Yes.
Quick, Watson, the needle. Mine's made up.
Yeah.
I'm going to restore this little Perkins dog to his home and family. I'm just nuts about dogs, Sil. Let's go right over to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. What disguise had I better wear? How about number 88, that pretzel bender?
Well.
Or how about 28J, a ward healer?
I don't...
No, no. That wouldn't do. My eyes are too honest.
Well, yes, Mr. McGee, but how about number 49, please? A rug peddler.
Oh, fine. A rug peddler. That's swell. I'll wear a beard. What's a rug dealer without a little fringe? How's this jaw grass look, Sil?
Well, ain't you supposed to glue that little old beard on, please?
No, I tried that once, but the lesson on disguises says to remove false beard which has been glued on, dip the face in boiling water for 3 minutes. I tried that, the beard stayed on, and my face came off. I'll just hook it on over my ears. Now, touch of grease paint on the eyebrows, a wad of cotton in each cheek. There. Ah, look at that. I'll bet my own mother wouldn't know me now.
No, sir, even if she did, she probably wouldn't speak to you, sir.
Now then, my magnifying glass, handcuffs, fingerprint outfit, skeleton key, my revolver. Ever see me shoot a gun, Sil?
No, sir.
You haven't? Why, it's a revolution, or a revelation. Look, watch me pop that knot hole in the bookcase.
Ouch!
Ouch! Ouch!
You see that, Sil? Went right through the bookcase, the Three Musketeers, and Black Beauty. Well, come on, sir. Let's go.
Yes.
Perkins' place is just down the street, mm-hmm. I think, sir, ain't it?
Yes, sir, but if you're supposed to be a rug peddler, shouldn't you ought to be toting a rug, sir?
I just sold the last one, sir. Been doing a fine business, too. This Oriental stuff is right up my alley.
Yes, well, ain't that the Perkins house over there, Mr. McGee?
I don't know. I'll ask this old man. Hey, old-timer, ain't that the Perkins residence over there?
Hey, what's he?
I says, where's the Perkins residence?
Nope, can't name all the presidents. Always get stuck after Monroe.
I says, where does Mrs. Perkins live? Perkins!
Oh, you mean Mrs. Perkins, one that had the dog stole.
Yeah, that's the one. Where is it?
Don't know. Somebody stole it.
I don't mean the dog. I mean the house. How do I get there?
What's he?
Listen, Grandpa, can you direct me to the Perkins residence? Residence!
I'll try, sonny. First there was Washington, then Adams, then Monroe.
No. Not presidents, residence. House. Home.
Home?
Yeah.
Guess I'm better at that. Supper must be about ready. Find me again later, sonny. I'll look them up in the meantime. Washington, Adams, Madison, Monroe, Hoover...
Well, come on, Phil. I guess this is it. Hey, officer, is this where the dog was stole?
What's it to you if it is?
Now, easy there, bud. I'm Fibber McGee, the private detective.
Private, eh? Well, what are you doing out in public?
Well, he's going to catch them little old dog nappers, please.
Oh, he is he?
You betcha, bud. You see, as a private detective...
Where's your license?
I don't get my license till I graduate, bud. But I've been doing a lot of work. Confidentially, officer. Right now, I'm trailing Jesse James.
Jesse James has been dead for 50 years.
He has? I thought that trail was getting kind of cold.
Clark Dennis sings one of the most beautiful songs ever written, and very appropriate for this Christmas season, Home Sweet Home.
Mid pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. A charm from the skies seems to hallow us there, which seek through the world is ne'er met with elsewhere. Home, home,
Mrs. Perkins. Let me introduce myself. I'm Fibber McGee, the great private detective, and I'm going to get your Pekingese back for you.
Oh, I hope you do. Dear little Rachmaninoff, he was so sweet.
Oh, the dog's name was Rachmaninoff, eh, sis? Take that down, Watson.
Yes.
Now then, sis, how many servants and guests you got in the house? When did you see this dog last? And do you think it's an inside job? Answer yes or no.
Well, I hardly know what to say.
Now, come clean now, sis. Make a note, Sil. Evasive answers.
Yes, I got that.
I want to see the ransom note and grill a few suspects. How do you like your suspects grilled, sis?
Medium rare.
Describe the missing dog, Perky. Or no, wait. Is that a picture of him on the piano? Looks more like an Airedale than a Peek.
That's my husband.
Oh. Sil, remind me to apologize when I meet the dog. Any distinguishing marks, sis? Operations, birthmarks, moles?
Oh, he had a mole.
Where?
Under the back porch.
What kind of a bark did this dog have? Soprano, tenor, alto, or bass?
Oh, just medium, I should say, Mr. McGee.
You got that, Sil?
Yes, sir. Mucho soprano.
Now then, where were you on the night of December the 8th, Mrs. Perkins?
Why?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Lesson 13 says to ask that. Just routine, sis. Let's see the ransom note, Perky. My magnifying glass, Sil.
Here you are, please.
I got to examine the note for fingerprints, sis.
Oh, I knew you would. Mm-hmm. I had everybody in the house handle it, so there'd be plenty of prints for you.
Thanks, Mrs. Perkins. Nice going. It ain't often we get such cooperation from citizens.
Well, here's the note, Mr. McGee. It's all written in longhand.
Longhand, eh? Watson, yes. Go out and examine the servants to see which has got the longest hands.
Yes, Mr. McGee.
Oh, Mr. McGee. Do you think you can bring my doggie back, Mr. McGee?
If I can't, sis, I'll sleep in the doghouse myself. This case is practically solved. You see, I know...
Oh, what a crime. What a crime. Hurry into the living room, Fibber. It's all over everything. The floor, the furniture, the woodwork. Oh, what a crime. Hurry up.
What's all over everything, Harpo?
Oh, dirt and dust and scratches. What a crime not to have protected them with Johnson's wax. Oh, what a crime.
See what us dicks are up against, sis?
Mr. Wilcox is my nephew.
He's your nephew, huh? I knew he had aunts the minute he came in. Now then, Perky, the servants. What help have you got?
A maid, a cook, a houseman, a man who takes the dog out, a man who takes the garbage out, and a man who takes the maid out.
Some stuff, or some staff. In that case, I think I better stay for dinner tonight so I can observe the way the help acts. What have we got?
Veal loaf.
Oh, veal loaf. Well, I'll see how they act tomorrow night, sis. What's in that room there?
That's the dumb waiter.
Well, tell him to come out. I want to talk to him.
You don't understand.
Oh, say, I got this case solved right now, I think. Oh, shucks. Why didn't I think of this before? Come in. Oh, Elmo Tanner. What's the red coat for, Elmo?
Well, I've been assigned to work on this case, Fibber. I'm with the Northwest Mounted, and we always get our dog.
Well, that's fine. Why don't you whistle that song about the Mounted Police, you know? Canadian Coppers?
Oh, that's Canadian Capers.
Well, blow me down.
All right.
Every woman who is interested in keeping her furniture beautiful, free from scratches and finger smudges, should know about Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish. This entirely new type polish contains no oil to collect dust. It gives an exquisite wax luster, admired by everyone, keeps wood from drying out, preserves its beauty for years to come. Ask your dealer for Johnson's new creamy white furniture polish in the handsome glass bottle.
Nope, nothing there.
Nope. Well, do you have to make all that noise? Don't you realize somebody might be sleeping?
At this time of day? Why, no, sis. Besides, I'm tapping these walls for secret panels. Aha, there's a hollow place.
Yes, it certainly is. That's the door to the bathroom.
Oh, well, shucks, you can't always do that.
What's the matter you do here, big slut? You making too much noise, you pony on Wally.
I'm looking for clues, John. Huh? Maybe secret passage, you savvy?
Sure, big and mystery, like a Charlie Chan, maybe so.
Huh. Oh, I don't know. What's Charlie Chan got that I haven't got?
Movie contract, big slut. Archie, you telling Missy you want to see me?
Yes, I do, John. What's namey?
What's your namey what?
What's namey by you belong?
Me cookie, me chew wing.
Good. You chew wing, you bringy me drumstick. Maybe wishy bony.
Archie, no got a bony.
Well, listen, wing, my boy. I'm taking samples of the handwriting of everybody in this house, you see?
Okay, you like to have me scribble,
yeah?
Archie, look, me do.
Hey, not with a brush. Use a pen.
Well, no can do. A China boy all the time and no use a pen. All of it's a blush.
I'd blush, too, if I couldn't write any better than that. Hey, this is written in Chinese.
Oh, I see, sure. Very good at Chinese Latin.
Yeah, but I can't read it. What's it say?
Oh, no, sabi. Just can light. No can lead. Very Charlie. Mongo boy.
Oh, what's the difference? I got the case solved anyway. Come in. Hi, bud. You the house man? Oh, Nick DePopulos. Hi, Nick. What are you doing here?
Hello, Fizzer. I might be asking myself the same thing with you. Only curiosity is killing a tomcat, and I'm not wishing to commit a catricide. You grab me?
Well, I'm here as a private detective, Nick, to investigate this dog napping.
Oh, sure. Private detectives is being a fine thing for it to be one. One of him is arresting my brother, Diogenes, once.
Oh, for what kind of crimes, Nick?
He was a bungler.
You mean burglar?
Oh, sure. He's a second-story man, but he's leaving bad luck when he's going to Los Angeles, where they're having only some bungalows to work with. And a second-story man is not doing so goodly with a bungalow, I'm thinking.
So they pinched him, eh?
Sure, Fizzer. They are slapping him in the goose house so fast, it is making my head swim on its back. And when they are taking him with a jail, he's saying to the warden, he's saying, "Hello, warden, you cute kid." And the warden is saying, "You are cute too, kiddo. Electrocute."
Don't tell me they electrocuted him for burglary.
Oh, no, Fizzer. But Diogenes is saying at those times, if they are making me sit on the hot squatches, I am wishing for once I was a polite people for giving up my seat to a lady. But he was only serving himself 15 years with a rock pile, which is nice work if you don't have to do it. Well, so long, Fizzer. If there is anything I can do with helping you on this case, ask somebody else. I'm busy.
I hope Mrs. Perkins did everything I told her to do.
Oh, Mr. McGee, everything's ready for the showdown.
Fine, sis, let's go. You got everybody assembled in the drawing room?
Yes, everybody's there.
Good, you got the phonograph there?
Yes, indeed.
Well, did my boy Watson get back with the stuff I sent him for?
Yes, he's waiting too.
Fine.
Oh, Mr. McGee, tell me you can bring little Rachmaninoff back to me.
I promise, sis, the dog is safe. Let's go in the drawing room. All right, everybody, be seated. Now, this is where the case winds up. Watson.
Yes, sir.
Give me that big bundle there. Thanks. All right, folks. Does the guy that wrote that $10,000 ransom note want to confess? Now, one of you here is guilty, and I know who it is. So, you won't talk, eh? Well, I'll fix that. I'm not taking a detective correspondence course for nothing. I recognize the handwriting on that ransom note. It was the same as on a fan letter we got last week. And I know who it is. Now you want to talk? Okay, wind up the phonograph and lock this door, Watson.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we may be here a long time. And I want absolute quiet. I'm going to play something on the phonograph for you. It's the records of our last 25 radio programs. All right, Sil, let it go.
When you walk on wax, you save your floors. The Johnson Wax Program, presenting Fibber McGee.
No, no, not that. I can't stand it. Anything but that. I did it. I'm guilty. Besides, you're liable to kill a dog.
Kill the dog? Where is he?
I hit him in the phonograph cabinet.
Oh, Rachmaninoff. Oh, darling.
Put the handcuffs on him, Sil.
On the dog, please? Oh, no.
On the man.
Yes.
Well, now, get your toothbrush and come along quietly, bud. I think I got a pair of pajamas at home that'll fit you.
What?
You don't mind staying with me for a couple of weeks, do you?
Why, no, but why? What's the idea?
Well, I won't know what to do with you till I get my next lesson.
There are several important reasons why you should specify Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat when you buy a no-rubbing polish for your linoleum and floors. Glow Coat never streaks or smears. It goes on the floor so easily that anyone, a child even, can apply this liquid polish and have beautiful, sparkling floors in a few minutes' time without rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat tightly seals the pores of linoleum against dirt and wear, keeps the colors clear and beautiful. Remember, Glow Coat is easier to apply. It wears longer, gives brighter luster, and saves you the drudgery of floor scrubbing. Your dealer sells Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat in the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
Well, folks, Molly is getting better slowly but surely, and while the doctors don't give us a definite date for her return to the program, they assure us she can come back before very long. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Glow Coat, all the members of our cast, join Molly and me in wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good night, folks. Good night, Molly.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax at Racine, Wisconsin, and reminding you to do your bit and help a great cause. Buy Christmas seals now. Be with us again next Monday night at the same time. Good night.
Included on our program with a selection of Jubilee from Every Day for Holiday and Rockin' the Town from Start Cheering. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
This is station WMAQ in Chicago.